This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first full week of the 2023 legislative session.
Good morning, everyone. The Committee on Government Control Appointments will come to order. Chris, we call the roll.
The first hearing took place this week when the Missouri Senate Gubernatorial Appointments Committee met on Wednesday morning. All committees have been named, along with their chairs and members, for this and next session. More panels will start meeting next week.
I think we have a new day.
Missourians want a normal, common sense solutions to the problems facing our state.
New Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says there is a new energy and new leadership in the upper chamber.
Make the environment be whatever we want it to be. And I think everyone is kind of looking forward to doing that.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence adds he believes there is plenty of time to get to the major issues.
One of the top issues facing business is the lack of child care across the state of Missouri for working families.
The conversation around education policy in this building has been so messed up for so long.
That fifth day is going to be very difficult for us.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says for him, the focus is on Missouri's classrooms.
I'd like to put policies in place that allow for greater accountability in every education channel.
But Senator Rizzo says there are still differences in the approach on what may and may not be an issue.
Transgender kids playing sports and the CRT thing that they can't even define what it is.
I'd love to see us move upward.
We are 50 out of 50th on starting teacher salary.
Senator Rowden more specifically says he favors teacher pay raises.
If a world-class teacher with all the other junk that's thrown at teachers these days, if a world-class teacher gets paid like somebody who's not trying very hard, I think that's a travesty.
But Senator Rizzo says he believes this discussion is long overdue.
Reward teachers for maybe better results or something like that, we'll look at that. But the bottom line is we're not even in the discussion when it comes to what young people are looking at for a profession.
I mean, it depends on what it is.
I don't know anybody that's calling for a tax cut.
Senator Rowden says when it comes to future tax cuts, Missouri currently has a stable economy and a budget surplus.
You don't want to be foolish to spend money years from now on great grandiose new programs that you don't know if you're going to have the money for.
Senator Rizzo says he believes lawmakers need to concentrate on workforce development.
You want to have a thriving Missouri, a thriving economy in Missouri, you've got to prepare people to be able to be in the workforce, prepared for skilled labor jobs.
Missouri senators will return to Jefferson City on Tuesday. Monday is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Next week will also mark the governor's annual budget address to lawmakers. Commonly known as the State of the State, the Missouri General Assembly will learn what the executive branch has in store for this legislative session on Wednesday afternoon. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.